with Randy Schaefer. He is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
We read an email that we received from Deb DeLeon this morning, and she believes that I would suggest that the tone is that perhaps we're not giving the Democratic side an opportunity to view what they think the issue is at the Ingham County Road Commission. I beg to differ, because we've been sending emails and making phone calls trying to get different takes on this from both sides of the aisle. As far as you're concerned, from what how you see it, is this an issue about race?
I think that Deb DeLeon and Shirley Rogers have made it a partial issue about race, but I think it's also a control. Both are the type of people, if they're not 100% in control, they're very angry and take it out on people. So I think it's a combination of things, Tony.
Well, I wanted to get your take on the last meeting that was held earlier this week. We got the take of Vince Dragonetti on it. I know that you support his efforts. What was somewhat shocking about that meeting is that the Democratic chair believes that the whole board should resign. What did you think when you heard that?
I'm not surprised. I've been in contact with Mark Grebner a great deal on the issue. He and Mark Thomas actually met with Shirley Rogers shortly after being appointed to talk to her about her ethics violations and how she was micromanaging and meddling and doing things that we wouldn't expect of an appointee. So this has been festering for a long, long time. Deb DeLeon is, she's hard to understand. She has misrepresented the position many times. She has misrepresented it to her fellow Democrats, and a lot of them initially wanted to support her, a total of seven, because they have a binding caucus, I might say. And now they're starting to fall by the wayside because they realize they weren't given the truth or the full story. Deb DeLeon likes to go back and say, well, when I served on equal opportunity, she's going back 15 years, 20 years, and trying to say there were problems. Jim Benjamin and Bill Coughlin have only held those positions for a very short period of time, and to blame them for past practices is totally unfair. You saw probably today the editorial in the State Journal, where the State Journal said that Shirley Rogers and the entire board should go, that it just doesn't function. It's incompetent, and that's because of the people we've put on. What's really sad about this whole thing is the out-county area that really is the major service area has no voice. Deb DeLeon lives on the northwest side of Lansing. Shirley Rogers lives in Lansing. What do they really care about Bunker Hill or Stockbridge Township or Onondaga or Leslie or Mason? They don't. From my viewpoint, it's just this power grab that we're going to be in control and we're going to dictate.
Well, I have had many conversations with Deb DeLeon. I will say this. I will say that I think she believes that she's doing what's in the best interests of the people that she serves and of those employees who had some problems with the Ingham County Road Commission hierarchy. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree with her statements. Out of the total configuration of the Ingham County Road Commission of 67 people, there are only three or four who had a direct pipeline to Deb DeLeon. When you look at the large number of employees that think management is fair, including the unions, management's fair and treating them the best they can, for her to take that viewpoint is just, she has her head in the sand.
Now you
but
sure?
She's the kind of person who will never back off either.
Now, Randy, are you sure this isn't sour grapes from the Democrats, the Republicans? The Democrats have had the majority. A lot of what they want happens because they have the votes.
The Republicans, we don't have a binding caucus, Tony, and quite often we split on our votes. The sour grapes is not an accurate statement at all. We, you know, for example, I represent five townships. I want to have a voice in who's on the road commission to service those townships, as does Vince, as does Don Vickers. And that voice has been taken away to put political activists there. As a result, you know, I'm very concerned about roads and maintenance and the things we're supposed to be doing. We should not be a social restructuring organization. People's lives, health, and safety are at stake here.
Well, over the months, we've been receiving phone calls and emails from folks who are like me. They live in a township, and man, we appreciate when roads are patched and when roads are plowed, and there's got to be time taking away from those types of services when people are dealing with drama and investigations and meetings that don't have anything to do with clearing or fixing roads.
You're exactly right, Tony. I mean, that's the most important function they're supposed to have. You know, Lansing has enough problems. If Deb DeLeon wants to meddle and do things, let her do it in the city of Lansing. You know, let the road commission function and do what they're supposed to do. By the way, she doesn't have much support from elected officials or fellow commissioners at all anymore. As a matter of fact, at County Services, a couple of the people who are on the fence are starting to say, you know, there's something to this. Shirley Rogers shouldn't be there. Mark Grebner has said it. It was a mistake from the get-go. And the sad thing is, I knew about Shirley's reputation and past, and I voted against her in 2007, and I voted against the recent appointees. We have good quality people who understand roads, engineering, finances, who should be on the road commission, not political, angry activists.
Do you think the entire Ingham County Road Commission board should resign?
I think Milton Scales is starting to see the light. He went to the meeting on Tuesday, and he seems to be taking a reasonable approach. The others, I think all four of the others should go. For them to sit back and watch, you know, let Shirley do what she's doing, and Deb DeLeon is unconscionable. Nobody knows who's in charge. You know, it's a few disgruntled employees do the end around. They'll call Deb direct or Shirley direct. They do it on company time. They do these police investigations on company time. They're micromanaging, and you cannot have a good organization if you're always looking over your shoulder wondering who's going to put a knife in it.
All right, what's next with this? It's going to be taking up at your next meeting?
At the next Board of Commissioners meeting, the resolution we introduced asking Shirley to resign will be there. Mark Grebner told me he's going to push for more results at least by December. And, boy, you have to go to a statement. That'd be a great editorial to read today to the audience that was in the State Journal. And I've got to give Mark a lot of credit. Mark helped write the ethics policy, and it is tough to get a simple majority. But I really feel for some of these workers and Jim Benjamin, and you know, it's like they have no rights. And so Deb may say she's representing people, but in reality, she's violating everybody else's right in the process. It's very disappointing. But she will continue saying what she's saying, even though it's not true and the facts are against it. But
and one final question for you, Randy. She had mentioned in an email she sent me that she thought me and another television station, she thought that we were misrepresenting this story. Do you believe that the media is ganging up on Deb DeLeon?
Absolutely not. I think the media is reporting the factual information. Deb DeLeon would come out and say that when we started to ask questions, me and some other people, that we were meddling and interfering. Well, there's documentation. She's been doing this for 2.5 years already, undermining management, undermining Jim Benjamin, and, you know, the whole system. For her to plead poverty, it's like a bully in a school goes around and pushes people and hits them, and finally a little person gets upset and hits that person back, and that person goes down to administration and cries because somebody pushed back. Personally, I think Deb should be ashamed of what she's done. I think she's embarrassed the party. I think she's hurt the road commission dramatically. I think public safety is at risk, and there's no excuse for that behavior. And clearly she violated our ethics policy, too, by doing so.
Randy Schaefer is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Randy, you can pass this along. Any and all members are welcome to share their views, whether they support you or oppose you. We want to get all takes on this so everyone can have a voice. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, and Tony, I'd like to say it's not a matter of supporting me or supporting Deb. I think it's trying to do what's right for the citizens of Ingham County and for the Road Commission. And that's where I come from. If I'm wrong, I will gladly admit it and say I'm wrong. Show me the evidence. But so far, I'm 100% convinced that what I'm doing and others are doing is the correct thing for the citizens of Ingham County.
Thank you, Randy.
Okay, thank you, Tony.